Thank you, Lord Jesus, for clarifying what your call to holiness entails. So many these days are seeking to form holy friendships and communities, and our hearts are easily misled by the romance of wearing a habit or being part of a community. But to see into the depths of his calling and even apply it to everyday living for those still in the secular world is a great treasure, because it is true, anyone can lead this life right where he or she is at. Understanding the heart of the call is the key. I pray for those who long for holy friendships that they will at last find what they are seeking. Amen. And I have to add to this, it is really hard living in an environment where people are hostile about your faith. It is so difficult. I know, I've lived it for years. Well, my dear family, Mother Alicia has asked me to explain what community living is all about. What to expect, for those of you who are wondering if it's for you. First, I must say that this winter time is a season of bonding for the core group, for the most part. And next year in the spring or summer, we will be more open to visitors. This community is a place where people come together for a specific purpose, to know, to love, and serve God more perfectly. When we come together to form community for the glory of God, there needs to be a deep inner conviction that this is where we belong. In the future, we will have a come and see policy to give each person a chance to feel out the lifestyle. Community is not just a place where we keep you safe and meet your needs and where you can pray. It's a place of deep spiritual plowing in order to bring forth a harvest for the Lord. We all need to be on the same page, or the community can suffer from the indecision of one person. The commitment to substantial prayer and carrying your particular workload joyfully must be there. We are all doing something to make the refuge come together. Some are building, some are gathering supplies, working on the website and putting out messages. Ezekiel's job is intercession, praying behind us, counseling, and offering the suffering of sickness to the Lord for the world and the refuge. We do believe that there will be a time when the rapture happens, that we will be a sanctuary community. So we are preparing ourselves for that, not with food and provisions, but with personal holiness. Dear ones, brotherly love and all the fruits of the Spirit must be in operation to make this community survive. Here are some important points to think about. Gossip is never allowed. Rather, each person that may have an issue brings it up immediately, and we work through it together. We are all so aware of our weaknesses and failings that we are acutely aware that we can't lift our heads to criticize one another because we are also full of faults. Patience is necessary, too. And for those who are planning a life here, obedience and respect for one another, especially those who walk with us and pray for us, is an absolute necessity. And I have seen that the Lord works miraculously to draw people who may have caused problems in the past away from the community and give them a desire for something else. And that's wonderful, because I hate asking people to leave. That's a hard one. I think you all know my definition of obedience. I'm not heavy-handed, but I do make suggestions that I feel are timely and should be followed. But never do I ask anyone to do something that goes against their conscience or the Gospels. I am asked, why the vow of evangelical poverty? Very simply, all of us have found that owning things is really a trap where they own you and keep you running in circles to catch up to their needs and maintenance. Poverty, or sharing things in common, takes that burden off of us and gives us more time to pray and be close to the Lord. I guess you could say that this is very much like missionaries live, except missionaries many times are active all day long, whereas we have substantial time for prayer and silence. At least that's the ideal as we're moving into it. This is a place where there is substantial silence and prayer and protects us from distractions that eat away at our resolve to be with the Lord and press into prayer. That's the whole point of community, freedom from materialism, freedom from busyness and noise that people are so accustomed to. And I have to say that because we're in a building phase right now, we aren't living quite the ideal, but we are moving in that direction. I also want to add that as we live together, we will see things in each other that really need prayer and work. For instance, if you're lazy, that will be addressed. We must all pull the weight that God is asking of us. If you do not pray substantially, it will show up in irritation and judgment and an inability to stay in harmony with the Lord and with others. We do not allow any expression of negativity, backbiting, anger, not dealt with, bitterness, and complaining. Rather, we call the question, "What is troubling you, brother? What's troubling you, sister?" And we do everything in our power to pray and help you along to get through a crisis. I'm not perfect at this yet, needless to say, but that is our ideal. We really want to be open to one another and understand what it is that is troubling you. If you have a habit or background of being rejected by others, the reasons will come to the surface. And if they are things you can control, we will work with you to change that negative pattern. The Lord has most graciously given us deep insights into souls at times so we can help, not hinder their walk to holiness. You will see our faults, especially mine, and get the opportunity to pray for me and help me through circumstances at times. Lord Jesus, I know this isn't everything. Our heart is to heal and work with those you send to us, dear Lord. Please grant us the graces to do so and to be a good example. And one of the reasons I'm writing this is because there are a couple of people who are candidates that we've known for quite a long time, and I wanted to lay some things out so they would understand what's actually taking place at the refuge. Jesus began, "My dearly beloved ones, community is not what most people think, i.e., a place where your needs are met and there's fellowship. Community must have at its core my purposes for each of you. So many have undertaken building a community without the right leadership or mandate, and for all the wrong reasons. In these cases, community becomes the entity that is honored, not me. The buildings, the property, the holdings, the equipment is seen as something to hold up to others and admire. No, never. Those things are only there to be used in my service. I am your everything. All the rest is just rubbish. When people begin to adore and worship the founder of a community, they compromise the gospels to make excuses for bad behavior of that person. Then community becomes idolatry. The leaders are held to the same standard as any of the followers, and in truth, you are all following me. You can feel when you are in my will. You will feel deep peace and the assurance that whatever happens is all in the plan for your sanctification. Everyone has something to give, but so many do not know what that is yet. So there are seasons of trial and error, and Mother Claire's focus is on preparing you to go out into all the world and spread the good news. Yet there will be some lifetime members who have been chosen by me to lead and form souls. Every person is equally important, from the one who hammers nails to the one who prays, to the one who receives messages from me. Each of you were purchased with my blood, Therefore, you all have the same price tag. I am here to direct those who are being prepared for a ministry so that they can be birthed in their gifts. No matter how hidden they might be, those gifts will emerge in this environment and be supported by those who serve. Mother Claire is merely a servant, yet one I have chosen for her many weaknesses. Many will pass her by in holiness, but she will not become jealous or deal underhandedly with them. Rather, she will help me raise them up into their callings. There's room here for everyone's gifts. I have need of all your gifts, and spiritual jealousy will be worked through until you're totally free of it. Ask Mother Claire, and she can tell you all about that. Right. We have discussed this in the past. Jesus continued, I want all of you to feel secure and fulfilled in the direction I am leading you, and that is her solemn responsibility to walk beside you and train you up in the way you should go if you deviate from the right path. In community, you learn the art of tenderness, appreciation for one another, and supreme patience, in addition to your gifts being cultivated. Lord, help me, I am still having a hard time with patience. Oh boy. Jesus continued, there's no such thing as rivalry here because justice breathes into the very air as my spirit dwells with those of one accord, and each soul is honored as better than yourself. In this way, you are free to build up souls rather than tear them down to a lower level because you were jealous and looking for their flaws to degrade them. This is not the world, my precious ones. This is a preparation for heaven. And once you have made these carnal habits bow to your spirit and exercise them out of your life, you will find great peace and happiness, and you will be ready to teach and help others find their way. But, my dear souls, understand that sin and wrong attitudes will be discovered. They may be very painful things you never knew you had, or things you're hiding and have not wanted to deal with. But they will be exposed by my spirit, that you may be made whole. My loved ones, if you are not prepared to conquer yourselves, to work hard, to suffer deprivation at times, even the cold, going without showers, eating whatever is served, and living without entertainments, if you are not ready to renounce your own will to embrace mine, this is not the place for you. Those who will not change for the better and get along with each other from the heart will leave. Truly, this is a proving ground for the army of God and preparation to lead my people in a time of unsurpassed trial and chaos. Here you will be faced with choices to serve yourself or die to yourself to serve another every single day. Oh, yes, that last piece of apple crisp. Never mind, I don't want to go into that. Trying to fast. But you know, those occasions come up with food more than at any other time. I've noticed that. So again, if we can conquer our appetites and our gods are not our stomach, it's so much easier to be charitable and kind to others and to recognize their needs and make a sacrifice for them. So the Lord continued, here you will be faced with choices to serve yourself or die to yourself to serve another every single day. Are you ready for this? Then welcome. But if you recognize it is beyond your desire to be conformed into my image, please find another place where they are more lax and where dying to yourself and your own opinions is not required of you. And I will be with you to lead you upwards to your holy destination in my grace. I bless you now with insight into your own true motives, dear ones, that you may make a good choice. The final thing I want to tell you, my people, is that this place is sweet. Brotherly love abounds, And for perhaps once in your life, you will find a group of people that support and believe in you and in this vision. I know you have all suffered persecution from your relatives because of what has been taught on this channel. But this is a place of freedom to discuss what an impact my messages have made in your lives and the restoration of the early church, which is engraved deeply in my heart. For I have given you helps to heaven that have been stripped from your life, and this grieves me deeply. These helps are written in the scriptures, but so many do not take the time to discern them. Rather, they follow the traditions of men, the traditions of their denomination, and they don't question in any depth those traditions and whether or not they exist in the scriptures as a basis for practicing. And this community has crossed boundaries, boundaries across a religious spirit, boundaries across denominations and non-denominations. It has crossed into a place of original purity of the church that I founded. And in this place, you will find the freedom to explore and discuss those things that are written in the scriptures in a new light. I bless you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for greater impartation of my spirit to your hearts, and to open your mind to receive truth on a deeper level, and to prove it out. For I am with you, and I desire to give you my choicest gifts.